Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for this beautiful day that we've come to. And thank you, Father God, for this special day for us. Denita is going to see her children and her family in Cape Town. And our precious daughter, Telly, has worked hard to come to this place to go to Cape Town to UCT. Lord, we appreciate, Lord, you have truly come. Devil comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy, but you have come to give life and life in abundance. And so, Father God, we see you and we enjoy you in all these beautiful things that you bring to pass in our lives and in this world, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we can understand, Father God, that all the darkness and the problems that are so around are is the devil that's lying, stealing, killing, and destroying. But thank you, you are with us. I thank you. I think of the wonderful scripture that in you, Jesus, the fullness of the Godhead was pleased to dwell. And now we have come to fullness of life in you. So thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that we can enjoy you and you come and you overcome all the lies of the evil one, and you keep us safe, protected, and provided, because you're the all-knowing, all-powerful God that is love, that is all over, everywhere. Thank you for that great liberty that we have and understanding we have, and so we walk secure in you. In you we live and move and have our being. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Greetings, family. Yeah, that says it all, eh? We've come to life that is so mind-blowing and overwhelming. We're raised and seated in heavenly places. We're in the kingdom. The Lord is with us. The Father is with us. The angels open the doors and close the doors and protect us. It's beautiful. And so as we read this morning, we can see David going through squeezings, but yet he saw the Lord came through for him. And so we can be encouraged in this greater and better covenant, you know. Same God. Amen. Same liberty. And we now in the fullness of life. Hallelujah. Readings is Psalm 116, verses 9 and 10.
Yes, it is so much better to trust in the Lord to save me than to put my confidence in celebrities. Once I was hemmed in and surrounded by those who don't love you, but by Yahweh's supernatural power, I overcame them all.
Hallelujah. We in the supernatural power. That's our family. That's all our family rights, and so we are provided for in every way. I think of Paul writing in 1 Corinthians, and he says, you know, the God of all mercy, God the Father and Son of all mercies and comfort, comforts us in our trials, in our the squeezings we go through, so that we can encourage others. And then he goes on further and he says, I don't want you to be ignorant. So no one needs to be ignorant about this. There is darkness. There's demonic agendas out there, and we mustn't be ignorant about it. But it is so that we don't trust in ourselves, but that we trust in God, who came through. But Paul says he came through for us when we despaired unto death, and that's the same God that will come through for us every time. So know your God is a God that comes, not one day. He has come in Jesus, showed the beautiful picture of overcoming, and now our lives are hid with Christ in God, and he's coming and showing himself strong on our behalf, so that we can be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. Be blessed, because you are blessed. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your great love, and with that we can overcome. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.